He's very thoughtful, very articulate.
O'Reilly apparently likes him. He has him on all the time now. So I thought we should get a little piece of his liberal action here to kind of make everybody irate on their way to work.
We just don't have enough in Massachusetts. We got to add to the quota.
It's good to have somebody who's out there talking. Mark was a lawyer and actually quit the business so he could become a pundit. Isn't that interesting? A lot of people want to do what we do.
Well, they do. And, you know, I think Laura Ingraham was a lawyer. I don't know whether that she practiced at all. There are so many people in the practice of law who are bright and aggressive, articulate. They bring a lot to radio. No question about it.
Well,
and the practice of law is not for a lot of people. It's not particularly rewarding. Not that it's not financially rewarding, mentally rewarding. Psychically rewarding.
All right, let's say hi to Mark Levine. And
let's
say some outrageous things. We'll get all angry and yell at him.
Okay.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hey, I'm in a great mood.
Why
good
is that?
You.
Because we are finally having decent health care in America, and I'm excited.
I hadn't seen the change already.
Hasn't happened yet. The president hasn't signed the bill yet.
Well, we finally have it already.
It's coming. It's coming very soon. I'm very excited.
Mark, on that point, Tom Finneran here. Let me ask you a question. Polls show 75 to 85% of the American people reasonably happy with the quality of their health care. Yes, concerned about cost, but they're not looking to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Don't want anything radical or revolutionary. You say, finally we have it. Finally we have it, as if we've been living in caves, medically speaking, for a long, long time. How do you reconcile the big, big numbers of Americans who really like what we have?
Well, I don't think many Americans do. Look, you know, a lot of people don't realize the alternative. 94% of Americans like Medicare, right? So those that are getting government health care really like it. I don't know anything that 94% of Americans agree on.
Well, hang on a sec.
Other than Medicare.
But Mark, Medicare is deceptive in that people don't see what the real cost is. It's largely free. And when you give people things for free, they don't usually complain about them.
Let's talk specifically about what this bill does, because everybody that complains about it, nobody talks about what's in the bill. All right? Here's some really good stuff. Number one, no one in America will have to spend 10% of their income on health care. Nobody. Doesn't matter if you get leukemia, doesn't matter what you get, you'll never have to spend 10% of your income on health care ever again.
What's the percentage cap?
What's that? 9.5%.
Okay.
All right. If you are a family of four and you make $75,000 or less, you will get some subsidies. If you make $25,000 or less, you will get complete health care.
I thought it was $88,000.
It's $88,000 if you have four dependents. That's a family of five.
Well, no, you count yourself as a dependent, don't you?
Oh, if you do, you know
semantics,
what?
Semantics, but I'm not sure.
No. I don't know whether you do or you don't. That's an interesting question.
Okay.
It may be $88,000. You're right. It depends on how you count that dependent.
Go ahead on your list.
I have to check that. On my list, let's see here. 32 million people who weren't covered are now covered. Here's one thing that I really like. It restricts healthcare insurance company profits. Many of them were making 30% in overhead. Now, every single health insurance company in America, depending on the size, is restricted. They must spend either 80% or 85% of the money they take in on healthcare, not on corporate jets, not on CEOs. They actually have to spend the money they take in on health care. Another one, they can't cut you off just because you become sick. One of the great little ruses in health care is you pay your premium, then you get sick, and then they cut you off, because we all know health insurance companies make money by taking in your premium when you're healthy and then denying you when you're sick. Can't do that anymore. Can't ban people with pre-existing conditions. Have to cover kids up to the age of 26. Closes the donut hole for seniors. I can go on and on and on.
Let's go to the 32 million uninsured.
And cuts the deficit. Let's not forget. The ultimate indignity to our intelligence.
What an insult.
Wait, Mark, do you seriously?
Oh, no way.
And a huge tax cut to small businesses.
Mark, shut up.
Biggest in a generation.
Levine, do you seriously believe that this thing is going to cut the deficit?
In the trillions, my friend.
Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid for Mark.
You're blowing all your credibility.
Mark.
No, wait a minute.
You want to roll.
The Congressional Budget Office is treated, to quote Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa, like God, but suddenly now you folks don't believe in it. This is a nonpartisan budget office.
Mark, stop doing talking points. We know that this bill was designed carefully to trick the process of the accounting of the CBO to make it look like it's something it isn't. Do you not agree with that?
I certainly don't agree with that. Todd, it counts more in the next 10 years than the first 10 years. The first 10 years, it's a mere $140 billion. In the next 10 years, it's $1.2 trillion. This is the biggest deficit-cutting measure since Bill Clinton's tax bill in 1993.
If you just arrived here from Mars, you could not be dumb enough to believe any pitch that somehow making universal health care in this country would lower the cost and reduce the deficit, actually turn a profit. Come on now. We're going to take some calls from Mark Levine coming up. It's Tom and Todd, 680 WRKO.
Forward.
Tom and Todd, WRKO, a torrentially rainy morning. No Boof Buns or baseball in Boston today.
No Goose Gossage, no Mickey Mantle.
None of it.
But down
in Florida, they can do whatever they want.
All the alliterative types out there.
Mark Levine is our guest. His website is radioinsidescoop.com, radioinsidescoop.com if you want to learn more about him. And you can also debate him, 617-266-6868. He was making some powerful arguments until he said he actually believes that this is going to be a profit center, universal health care, for the United States of America.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Mark.
Bernie Madoff lives. You've got to be kidding me. This is Enron-esque. It's unbelievable.
I'm not sure what you're talking about and why you don't trust the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office that the Republicans called God just a few years ago.
Well,
this is a nonpartisan office.
Its job is to count the numbers. Mark, I will trust the nonpartisan nature of the office, but you can't trust it when the figures they're given are all gamed up. It's, you know, what's
they're
the phrase?
They're not gamed up at all. What figures are gamed up? $1.2 trillion
okay.
in the second 10
years. $500 billion in Medicare savings is the biggest chunk, as I understand it, the biggest chunk of financing this expansion. That will not happen. Take it to the bank. That will not happen.
That's not the biggest chunk. It's an important chunk. Basically, what it means is it ends the Medicare Advantage program, where taxpayers were subsidizing gyms for people in their 70s. Most people will not choose to be in the program when it's not subsidized, and that's fine. Medical care should be about things not like gym memberships and massages. It should be about important medical care. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, you're mischaracterizing the program, but
Medicare Advantage?
Yeah.
It's a subsidy to insurers.
No, I'm talking about saying it's about gym memberships. That's total nonsense.
It's a subsidy to insurers to offer a few freebies. It's more than a few freebies.
I think seniors will
much more care about the donut hole being closed and knowing the prescription drugs will be cared for, life-saving prescription drugs. Most people won't even join the Medicare Advantage programs anymore. But that's a tiny part of it. Most of it comes from a requirement that people who make $250,000 and more will have to pay the same tax rates that poor people do. Oh, no, requiring rich to pay the same amount poor people do.
Poor people get an earned income tax credit. Rich people like Todd are already paying almost 50% of their income already. How is that equitable?
I think Todd's going to profit from this plan. I really do. He may not like it, but he'll profit from it.
I'm too frustrated talking to you, Mark. Let's take some calls. Anthony, you're on WRKO. Good morning. Hi, Anthony.
Good morning, Anthony.
Levine.
What's going on?
Cooksey, can you punch Anthony, please?
Sorry. I was talking to my magical unicorn.
Go ahead, this guy.
I want to ask this guy where the
sure. talk to him. His name is Mark. You can talk directly to Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hi,
how you doing, buddy?
Come at me. Come on.
listen. Just one question.
Sure.
Where is all this money coming from to take
sure.
care of all this stuff?
Happy to answer the question. Most of it comes from requiring that the Medicare tax that those of us who make under quarter pay, you know, that FICA tax that salary, making people who make over $250,000 pay the same tax that poor and middle class people make. Right now, it's before the bill, it's phased out. After $162,000 or so, you don't pay anymore. So if you're a poor person, you pay, you know, your 7.5% in Social Security and FICA. If you're a rich person, you pay 0.5% or 0.1% of your income. What the bill does requires, even if you make $10 million, you got to pay the same 3.8% in Medicare. So by making the rich pay the same rates at the poor rate, that finances the great majority of this bill.
Also an expansion of what gets taxed, right?
Right. Also investment income, unearned income.
Okay.
That's true.
Paula, you're next on WRKO with Mark Levine. Hi, Paula.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Come on, Paula.
Listen, you know, this guy is so misrepresenting this
Talk to him. Don't tell us.
Program.
Talk to him. Paula.
The senior citizen.
Paula, talk to him directly, please.
Mark, misrepresenting this. The senior citizens who are listening to you talk know what the Advantage program is to them. First of all, they understand it, okay? Because they understand it, and it covers everything that Medicare doesn't cover.
Does not cover.
I have an aunt that is fearful of losing that, because when she goes to the doctor, there's always an extra bill, and her Medicare Advantage pays for that. It isn't her gym. She's too old to go to the gym, Mark, okay? You're just bullshitting. That's what you're doing.
Here's the thing.
Sorry, Paul, you can't say that word. Cooks, you got that?
She can't say Mark on the phone.
Yeah, Mark. Mark, I think Paul has got a point. You're making a big mistake in being so smug in mischaracterizing what the Medicare Advantage is all about. There are people who depend on it. There are people who will have to pay more money to have the supplemental coverage that they've grown dependent on. So don't make it into a joke. It's not a joke.
I love it that the one thing conservatives are arguing the most about is the government subsidy to insurance companies.
Right,
that I thought you were against government and health care.
I'm not arguing it one way or the other, except that you shouldn't be smug about it and mischaracterize it. You're mischaracterizing
it. It closes the donut hole for life-saving prescription drugs. I think that's very important for seniors. Advantage is an extra program that people add on. If people still want to add an extra program on, they can. But it seems to me that we got to cover everybody here, and Medicare covers the essential things that people need. You'll still be able to buy add-on plans. Absolutely, you will.
Okay, but just don't be deceptive about it, because people know what it is, and they know it's not about gym memberships.
Well, John, it is for some people.
John, you're on WRKO with Mark Levine. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. John.
Mark, with all due respect, you give Lemmings a bad name, first of all. Second of all, I'd like to buy you a one-way ticket to Europe so you'll understand what government health care really is.
Well, I'd live longer, because they live longer than we do. Every single place that has universal health care, they live longer. But unfortunately, this isn't a government-run plan. I wish it were, but it doesn't go that far.
I come from there, Mark. I come from there, and I still have relatives there. And trust me, you don't want to go there.
Why do they live longer and pay less?
Because they're more homogenous, and they don't have the drug abuse problems that America has.
And Canada doesn't? Canada's very much like us.
Canada doesn't have anywhere near the heroin addiction or the infant deaths that are attributable to the drug culture.
However, if they're listening to this hour of the show, they might start to have it.
I don't know, Mac.
John, I'm sorry you're breaking up on us. Let's try the other John. You're on WRKO. Hi, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, John, what's going on? You're on the air with Mark Levine.
You know, Mark, you're making the argument that conservatives have made for a long time. And in the insurance industry, if you wanted to purchase add-ons and have additional benefits, you could. You take a swipe at Medicare Advantage regarding the use of gyms and so forth. It's those sort of benefits that aren't utilized by a majority of regular Americans that have driven the cost of health care up, because these companies have to offer these benefits, chiropractic massage.
They don't, but now they don't have to. That's what's so great. If people want to buy them, they can. Conservatives should very much support that Medicare Advantage doesn't get subsidies anymore.
Finish my point. You're answering an incomplete question, and you're not even providing an answer. All you're doing is rambling.
That's okay? Mark's forte.
You're a typical liberal. You're just shooting your mouth off. You don't know what you're talking about. You misrepresented the age regarding the dependents and what you add in. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, if anything, it's better than what I said.
You're very, very popular with people that are looking for something for nothing, and they all think you're something else, but you don't know what you're talking about. Additional benefits and riders are available on every insurance plan. When people sit in their company HR meeting and they say, do you want to spend $100 a week or $70 a week? Some people say, what's the difference in the $30 of additional money? Some people just say, I want the $70 a week, and then complain about the lack of benefits. Some people say, I want the $100 a week because I want to be able to go to the chiropractor. Four of their peers at work may not utilize the chiropractor and might not want
to. So, John, your point is that mandates drive up the cost of all this? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely it does.
So that's what's so good. We're not anymore subsidizing things like dental and vision care that is not essential to life. If people want to buy it, they can. They can buy it and buy the price of it. This is something that conservatives should support, particularly the end of subsidies to Medicare Advantage.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Mark, on the constitutionality, there are a lot of challenges that are going to come forth, obviously.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, isn't it?
Do you have a sense as to what provision of the Constitution would authorize the federal government to mandate the purchase of a particular product, and they then define the composition of that product as well?
Article 1, Section 8.
Which
says that Congress shall provide for the
general welfare. Okay,
to tax people to do it.
I didn't know if it was going to be Commerce Clause or general welfare. Okay.
But you're an attorney.
I'm not buying it necessarily.
Welfare clause doesn't have to do with the general welfare of individuals. It has to do with the general welfare of the government, does it not?
No, it has to do with the general welfare of individuals.
General welfare of society.
Absolutely it does.
Yeah, general welfare
only
of society.
From the point of view of the government doing what it's authorized to do, it doesn't provide an open portal through which the rest of the Constitution can be totally ignored.
Well, what part of the Constitution are you worried about? I don't see how this is unconstitutional at all. Frankly, Medicare is a more far-reaching change than this particular plan.
Because there is nothing in the Constitution that would that authorizes the government to undertake this kind of enterprise, and you're falling back on the General Welfare Clause, which it seems to me all you're doing is depending on a misinterpretation of the words, because the word welfare was derived from the Constitution in order to trick people into thinking that this kind of thing fits into that clause, which it does.
Well, the government can also raise taxes. It's right there. I mean, can excise can raise taxes for the general welfare.
Yeah, that's but the general welfare doesn't mean...
I don't know any serious constitutional scholar that thinks there's going to be any constitutional problem to this bill.
Really?
No, I really don't. Yeah. And the funny thing is all these state governors, that we're going to fight this bill.
Yeah.
Look, if the bill is unconstitutional, nothing the states do is going to help it or hurt it. And if it's constitutional, nothing the states do is going to help it or hurt it. This is pure politics. It means nothing. And my own governor, my own attorney general in Virginia, they're making this big fuss. It means absolutely nothing. Somebody's going to sue. It'll either be constitutional or it won't. All this state government, pure politics.
If it's ruled unconstitutional, why is that not effective?
Because it's not the states that do that. It's not the matter of what state governments do. That doesn't make it unconstitutional. Some one person sues. It goes up in the courts. I'm confident it'll be found constitutional because... frankly, there's a lot. Medicare, Social Security are much more far-reaching than this bill.
Well, the states don't have any right to sue, saying a piece of federal legislation is violating their sovereignty. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct, because state sovereignty is superseded by the federal government. Absolutely.
Well, but not if they're doing something that's unconstitutional. You're saying the only way to prove that is for an individual to file suit challenging.
Sure. Any individual in the country will file. Some conservative group will support them. It'll go up to the Supreme Court. It'll be declared unconstitutional, or it'll be declared constitutional, which I think it will be.
How about the conflict with the state law, though?
The federal law supersedes state law. That's the Supremacy Clause, Article 5.
Yeah, but, it's too much nuts and bolts, I guess. Greg, you're on WRKO with Mark Levine.
Mark, you're a very confused individual.
I happen to know my facts. I used to work in Congress.
You're really, really buying into all this. I mean, the math is weak. The math means nothing because it doesn't factor in the 25 or so million illegal aliens that are here.
They're not covered.
Excuse me. Let me finish. That are probably going to be legalized by the end of this year. Okay, in another vote on a Sunday night at 11:30 when no one's watching, okay?
Well, I think everybody was watching this vote. I don't think anybody was turned away. Anyone who cares about this issue was watching the vote.
How come liberals want to drag us all down?
Drag us all up, just to the standards of every other Western nation on Earth.
You know, Mark, you see, this is where you're wrong, okay? You want to talk about Switzerland, where they have 4 illegal aliens? You're wrong. My family lived in Switzerland.
Look, if you have a problem with illegal aliens, all right, then argue when that bill comes to the floor.
Excuse me.
But they're specifically excluded from this legislation.
Yeah, they are. To be fair, Mark is right. They are excluded. It was a hot point for a long, long time. They're excluded. I don't think, just from a political perspective, that they're going to add illegal immigrants to the coverage of this bill. The Democrats might be close to suicide, but they're not that dumb. Yeah, you're right.
Well, they tried.
At the beginning, they were trying, and people blew the whistle on it.
Yeah, it wasn't that they weren't
centrist,
that stupid.
Centrist Democrats blew the whistle, too.
Upside the head.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, thank you for being here. You got everybody irate. We have to give them some time without you so they can
Don't
let some
steam. Give his website again.
I enjoyed it, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Mark, you come back here anytime. We're going
to
make this a regular feature. We're going to duke it out with you.
Really? Oh, I love duking it out.
I have such agita, though. I don't think I could take it regularly.
You get good health care now.
Mark Levine's website is radioinsidescoop.com. Thank you, Mark. And we'll allow you to vent and feel better coming up on 680 WRKO.
Looking for a companion with multiple personalities who never sleeps and talks all the time?